From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The House Intelligence Committee has canceled all meetings this week, even as its chairman, Devin Nunes, rejects Democratic calls to recuse himself from an investigation into Russian interference into last year's presidential election. On Monday, the ranking Democratic committee member, Representative Adam Schiff, released a statement calling for Nunes to step down, saying it would be difficult for the public to maintain faith in the investigation if it could not be objectively investigated or overseen by the chairman. Speaking to reporters at the Capitol Tuesday, Nunes dismissed that call to step down as political and said the committee was progressing with its work. Nunes has maintained that his relationship with other members of his committee is good, even though he went to the White House last week to brief President Trump on secret intelligence files without telling the other members of the committee. President Trump has signed an executive order aimed at rolling back many of the Obama administration's environmental regulations. Speaking at the Environmental Protection Agency Tuesday, the president said he was keeping a promise to coal miners to put them back to work.
Today, I'm taking bold action to follow through on that promise. My administration is putting an end to the war on coal. Going to have clean coal, really clean coal.
Trump's 2018 budget proposal slashes EPA funding by nearly one-third, including an almost total cut of climate research funds. For more on these stories, you can always log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The commander of American forces in Iraq says the U.S. military likely played a role in an airstrike in Mosul that killed about 100 civilians on March 17th. Army Lieutenant General Stephen Townsend, the commander leading the counter-Islamic State fight in Iraq and Syria, told reporters in a conference call from Baghdad Tuesday that there's a fair chance that we did it. Townsend said Iraqi military leaders firmly believe that civilians were gathered by Islamic State ahead of the strike, either to lure the coalition into a trap that would kill civilians or possibly for the extremists to use as human shields. Townsend said U.S. personnel have inspected the site to conduct tests and gather information. Meanwhile, the human rights chief of the U.N. is calling on Iraq's military and the U.S.-led coalition to review their tactics in the battle against the Islamic State in Mosul, warning that they should not fall into what he called the militants' trap of endangering civilians. The UN says at least 307 people were killed and 273 others wounded between February 17th and March 22nd in western Mosul. UN Commissioner for Human Rights spokesman Rupert Colville said Tuesday that bodies continue to be found.
Bodies continue to be found in buildings where civilians were reportedly held by ISIL as human shields and were subsequently killed by airstrikes conducted by Iraqi security forces and the international coalition forces, as well as by improvised explosive devices allegedly planted in the same buildings by ISIL.
The UN attributed the casualties to all sides involved in the fight for western Mosul, Iraqi and coalition airstrikes, as well as the Islamic State shelling and improvised explosive devices. The Center for Strategic and International Studies says China has almost finished construction on three man-made islands in the South China Sea, giving it the ability to deploy warplanes and other military weapons at any time. The findings appear to support the contention that China's construction on the islands is designed to strengthen its claim over most of the South China Sea. China has constructed seven man-made islands in that area, drawing strong criticism from other countries. One of Renaissance master Leonardo da Vinci's unfinished works, The Adoration of the Magi, has been unveiled in Florence after a painstaking restoration process. The restoration brought out new details, including faces, animals, and scenes covered by dirt for hundreds of years. Da Vinci started the work in 1481, but never finished it. It will be on display at the Uffizi until September. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.